Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More and more high-profile Christians are either announcing that they themselves are homosexual or announcing their support for the sin of homosexuality. We're going to talk about this today on Faith and Freedom. Is this the beginning, the first signs of the great falling away? I'm Matt Barber, in today for Matt Staver, and joining me in studio is Daryl Edwards, president of Liberty Counsel Action. Daryl, another high-profile Christian artist, a singer and songwriter, Vicky Beeching from the UK, has a number of very popular worship songs. I know a couple of her worship songs. I play the drums in our worship band at church, and we play a couple of her songs. She has announced that she is a homosexual, and that she believes that despite what 2,000 years of Christian theology and the unequivocal words of Scripture hold true, that this is what God has for her to engage in this lifestyle. She said, "What Jesus taught was a radical message of welcome and inclusion and love." She said when she made this announcement, he did teach about love and welcoming people into the kingdom of Christ. But from my read, Christ is pretty exclusive, not necessarily inclusive when it comes to sin.
Yeah, but you can even be more specific than that. Jesus specifically said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cling to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." So you can do the platitudes about his love and then try to shoehorn that into whatever your personal feelings are, or you can read specifically the words that he said and the other words of the Bible, maybe take that as by faith as what God is saying to you.
Well, and he also talked about, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Christ himself said, I came to divide. I came to create division between mother and father and father and son, and meaning that those who pick up their cross, sacrifice, die unto themselves, and follow me, they will be hated by the world for doing so. Well, the world says that sexual immorality and sexual sin as identified in the Bible, including homosexuality, is just hunky-dory, is peachy keen. That's what the world says. Christ, as you point out in Matthew 19, clearly defined what marriage is, upheld the Jewish moral law, and said that all sexual immorality refrain from sexual immorality. Clearly at the top of the list under the Jewish moral law at that time was homosexual behavior. Paul, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit, went on multiple occasions throughout the Old and New Testament to clearly and unequivocally, there's no room, wiggle room for rationalization, though they try, to clearly say that homosexual behavior is among the list of sins. Paul even said that if you engage in these behaviors, you will not inherit the kingdom and so of God. So as Christians, how do we respond to this? I can't be angry at Vicky Beeching because I'm a sinner. I have a number of sins, and we all struggle with various sins. But as my friend Dr. Michael Brown says, more or less, he says Scripture is very clear that we are not to funnel God's love for us through our the words of Scripture through our sexual desires. Mm-hmm. We are to funnel our sexual desires through God's clear words. Vicky Beeching and a number of other high-profile Christians are doing the exact opposite. They're trying to conform God to their desires and sexual proclivities and temptations, as opposed to dying to themselves and saying, "Yes, I struggle with these sins, but I'm going to conform to God's will." Am I right?
Yeah, I listened to her interview. It was an interview that was you had linked, actually, and sort of a discussion with our friend Scott Lively.
Yes.
And Scott challenged her a little bit, and she said, "I don't like what you're saying to me because it makes me feel like I'm fighting against myself." And it reminded me of what Paul wrote. Paul wrote that he actually does fight against himself. In Romans chapter 7, he said, I don't understand what I do. I don't do what I want to do. Instead, I do what I hate to do. He said, I'm no longer the one who does these things. It's sin that lives within me. I know there's nothing good in my sinful nature. I want to do what is good, but I can't. He goes, here's the law I find working in me. When I want to do good, evil is there with me. What a terrible failure I am. Who will save me from this sin that brings death to my body? I give thanks to God. He will do it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul admitted we have a sinful nature, but all through the New Testament and the Old Testament as well, we're taught not to give in to it.
Yeah.
We're not denying that it's there. And the problem I think we have with some of these, the current people who are coming out publicly, they're giving in to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, I can't help it.
And so then they try to rationalize it and take the word of God, which has not changed in thousands of years. And God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So there is no new revelation. There is no new text. There has been no new discovery that says suddenly that we've had it wrong for all these thousands of years, that the Bible is wrong, God had it wrong, we have it right. To the contrary, Vicki Beeching, it's as if Paul is talking directly to her. She says, I feel alone. I've struggled with this. I want to reach out to young people that are feeling the same struggles. Well, Paul reached out to young
exactly.
people, too. Paul reached out to Vicki. He said, I'm going through the same thing you are, not necessarily with homosexual attraction. We don't know what thorn it was that he had in his side, but he had a thorn, as we all do, different thorns, different sin temptations. So Paul is speaking to Vicki Beeching here, but she is choosing to do the exact opposite. So we need to pray for Vicki. We can't sit in judgment over her. We can sit in judgment over sin and say
yes.
that this lifestyle is sin, not because we say it is, because Scripture says it is. So her beef isn't with the Orthodox Christian culture. Her beef is with God.
But we need to warn everyone, because as Dr. Michael Brown wrote, there she won't be the last. She's not the first. We already hear the Jars of Clay spokesman, lead singer, and there are others. But there will be others coming. And as he wrote, if 10,000 preachers all of a sudden announce that they were gay, that doesn't change God's word one bit. And we should expect more to come, but not to give in to that.
Well, we are to expect it because it's clearly written in scriptures and prophesied. And as I, in my kind of opening monologue, I said, are we seeing the beginnings of this great falling away from the clear words of Scripture, from orthodoxy within the Christian church? We know it's going to happen. This issue of homosexual sin seems to be the head of the spear. There are other issues as well we're going to talk about later as well that people who embrace homosexuality typically have a laissez-faire attitude toward all forms of sexual sin, even if they identify as Christians. But the reality is that this looks to be, at least to me, that it may be the beginning of this great falling away.
Well, let's read what Paul said that falling away would look like. In 1 Timothy 4:1, he said, the Holy Spirit clearly says that in the last days, which we think we're in, some people will leave the faith. Formerly people who had self-identified as Christians. They will follow the spirits that fool them. They will believe the things that demons teach them.
Yeah.
So are we seeing that now? I don't know. Are we in the last days? It sure seems like it. But Paul gave us an illustration of what it would be like at that time.
Well, folks, I think we need to pray for Vicki Beeching, for other people that are struggling with not just homosexual sin and temptation, but all forms of sin. But particularly, I would ask that we pray for Vicki, that she would listen to God, listen to truth, not try to rationalize through this, because she's really in danger here of leading millions of Christ's little ones astray, leading them astray. And as Scripture says, better to have a millstone around your neck than to do so. So is she saved? Does she really know Christ? I don't know. She claims to. Her music has blessed millions of people, and I believe it will continue to bless people. So she may well be saved. Sinners, as we all are, can slip back into sin. So let's pray for Vicki Beeching that she will repent and leave her chosen homosexual lifestyle. And to learn more about what Liberty Counsel is doing at the forefront of fighting sexual anarchy, go to lc.org. That's lc.org. We're fighting an ongoing battle against truth, against God's design for human sexuality, against God's design for marriage. Liberty Counsel is at the forefront of doing so. And so Liberty Counsel needs your support. I'm very pleased to be in for Matt Staver today and continue to support this organization and pray that you will as well. That's lc.org or give us a call at 1-800-671-1776. That's 1-800-671-1776. Stand with Liberty Counsel as they stand in the gap for truth, stand in the gap to protect marriage, stand in the gap to protect those who want to leave the homosexual lifestyle and find truth and freedom through Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.